Here's a confession. I've got droopy spreaders, and that can mean pants. At least, that's what the experts tell me. It's not the kind of news I expect to make it into the Morden Standard, especially at this time of year. You see, Morden's a peaceful place, except when the old gaffers square off against the Morris dancers for beard-growing and what-not-to-wear competitions. Apparently, they've already qualified for the 2012 Olympics in both disciplines. Morden's also a pretty law-abiding town, and that makes it a hard beat for local newspaper reporters who require all their invention to dream up crazed tabloid headlines like "Bicycle Found" or "Hanging Basket Return, Man Says Sorry." But come May, it's a different matter altogether. Traditionally, April takes everyone by surprise, so it's not until May gets going that sailors take their self-harming antics out of the boatyards and onto the water. And then, the Morden Standard is awash with tales of maritime mishaps, as Morden matelots try to remember how to sail and discover the bits of the engine they left on the bar in the Queen's Head really do matter. These are real headlines from one edition of the weekly Morden Standard. Stuck after engine failure. Stranded with baby on board. Rope tangle after rescue. Silt menace to yachting. Rescue after dinghy capsizes. Warning for sailors after yacht capsizes. And that's just one edition. In May, it's mayhem out there, which is one of the reasons I had my boat lifted out at Noddy's Yard as soon as everybody else's went in. Actually, the real reason is plain disorganised incompetence, but it seems to work. And now that Marlin's out, there's the overwhelming impulse to do nothing at all. Experience tells me that's by far the most prudent approach to boat maintenance, as I live by the maxim, if it ain't broke, don't break it. But unfortunately, when your sailing is mentored by Julian, the original know-all self-flagellating hair-shirt sailor, indolence is not an option. On each of his visits to Morden, he drip-feeds sly, discomforting suggestions such as, "One imagines one will want to address one's droopy spreaders sooner rather than later." It was useless to resist. My spreaders have always drooped and it never bothered me much. Set off on one tack and the leeward one would sag, go about and then the other one would droop too. And that's generally how Marlin sailed through the season, until now. Unfortunately, now I know better, and it scares the hell out of me. My droopy spreaders have set me off on a Homeric odyssey that started shortly after I took the mast down. I noticed one of the Kirker 1978 plastic root fittings that secure the spreader to the mast had split. According to experts, including PBO's David Harding, spreaders falling off is even worse than mere droop. And next I had a stroke of real bad luck. I walked into the brilliant one-stop chandlery in Morden, and amazingly they had the very last pair of exactly the same root fittings on the planet. They were £1.80 each. That was infuriating because it meant I then had to set off in search of spreaders to fit, just like my existing alloy ones, but just a tad longer. I've involved the entire British marine industry in my search and can now reveal that the spreaders I'm after do not exist on this planet. Not only that, I've been introduced to new levels of terror thanks to the very helpful Adrian at Zedspars. When he told me about the perils of mast pant, I felt like filling mine. Apparently, with spreaders not doing their job, really bad things can happen when you're thumping into a head sea. I didn't pick up on the details because by then I'd already decided the only solution was to throttle Julian. On his next visit, I threw a bit of a paddy along the lines, "It's all your fault. Now I can't ever use my boat again. It's completely useless and life is futile. Boo-hoo, I want my mummy." Ah. As I stamped my foot and jabbed my thumb in my mouth, Julian revealed he knew all along that I'd never find the right spreaders, but he thought my journey would be instructional and character building. It was then that I decided to kill him. But just at that moment, he reached into his pocket and produced two pads of teak and simpered, "Might one suggest spaces such as these might suit one's needs? Hmm." Well, he'd been sending me all round the country, and in the meantime, he'd fashioned the most perfect little teak pads, contoured exactly to my mast. complete with pilot holes for the fitting. And now, Marlin shall no longer have droopy spreaders. I'm still going to kill him, though. And in fact, I can see the headline in the Morden Standard right now. It will read, "Sailor killed by hanging basket. Man not sorry."